An excerpt from How to Hide a Lion by Helen Stevens. One day, a lion strolled into town to buy a hat. But the townspeople were scared of lions, so the lion ran away. He ran as fast and as far as he could and hid in a house in a garden. It was a playhouse, and it belonged to a small girl named Iris. "You can't hide there," said Iris, who wasn't scared of lions. "That house is too small for you." They went inside so Iris could hide the lion properly. They had to be quiet, because moms and dads can be funny about having a lion in the house. The lion let Iris comb the leaves out of his mane, and he showed her his paw, where he had stepped on something sharp. "I'll put a bandage on that," said Iris. It wasn't easy hiding a lion. He was just too big, too fluffy, and too heavy, especially when he was asleep. And lions sleep a lot. But when no one was looking, the lion could come out to play. They just had to be careful not to be too noisy. One evening, Iris's dad said,
"They still haven't found that lion."
"I bet he's a kind lion," said Iris from behind the sofa. "There's no such thing as a kind lion," said her mom. "All lions will eat you." The lion was worried, but Iris comforted him. Then she read him his favorite story. It was about a tiger who came to tea. He fell asleep halfway through because lions sleep a lot. And that was when everything went wrong. Iris heard her mom coming up the stairs, but she found it's hard to wake a sleeping lion. However, most lions will wake up if a mom screams at them. Ah! The lion raced out of the house and found a hiding place where he could still see Iris whenever she came into town. Nobody noticed him. Not the townspeople, not even Iris. And certainly not the two burglars who broke into the town hall and stole every single one of the mayor's candlesticks. But the lion noticed them. With a huge roar, he leapt off his pedestal and stood on both the burglars until the police came. All the townspeople were amazed, except for Iris, who said, "I told you he was a kind lion." Now the lion was a hero. He didn't have to hide anymore. The townspeople held a special parade for him. The mayor said he could have anything he wanted. The lion thought for a moment. Then he asked for a hat, which was just what he'd come to town for in the first place. "It really suits you," said Iris.